and you make me happy. You make me feel the way I do. You make me happy. Oh, I wanna make you happy.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim from Brian with Rod, Monique, and my brother Mark Brian with The Artist Way, one of the founders, writers, authors, you name it, of The Artist Way at Work, as well as life coach that's out there. Again, some of you may know him from his Oprah Winfrey work when he and Oprah actually on the Save. What was it called, Mark? It was called
Change Your Life team with Dr. Phil and Susie Orman and John Gray and myself. And my part of it for the 2 years was reuniting fathers and their children, which really meant working through the issues as much as possible between the father and the mother, because that's the real leverage point. And that's what we did. And I'm proud of that work. It was good to be on the show and enjoyed it.
You should be very proud of it. I tell you, it was great watching you for those couple of years as far as on Oprah and saying I really felt proud as a brother, as not only as an artist but as a brother. But also the work that you were doing was just unbelievable when you start to do those things. I was saying earlier, it's Mother's Day this weekend, tomorrow, and we were talking about, you know, sometime I'd love to be able to get into the fact, and we can do it for Father's Day, but I just think it's the biggest gift that a mother could ever get is a father reunited with his children. I think that's
And he's reawakened his love for her or caring for her in some way and respect for her and determined to cherish those people who touched him in that in a family way that is really sometimes lost in today's world, and I really appreciate those people who walk that path. It's not easy.
You know, we're talking with Mark about Artist Way and Artist Way at Work, another book. I remember when Mark wrote the second book, the spinoff of Artist Way, and tell me a little bit about how that, or tell the listener about how that got started and why the Artist Way at Work, and why did you feel like that needed to be written?
I think one of the things that the Artist Way process, before it was the Artist Way process, it really became the Artist Way after it had been healing the artist within for a couple of years. And Julia walked across the office floor and went, "Oh my God, the Artist Way. We got to call it the Artist Way." And of course, we both knew right away, that's it. And the spiritual path was part of that work.
Absolutely.
So just like the Artist Way was built from the personal experiences of our students, really, we would listen to them. What's working for you? You know, how do you do it? What do you do? And what gets in your way? And so it was really a collective experience that's outlined in those books, and the collective knowledge of hundreds and hundreds of different kinds of creative people and wannabe creative people and wounded creative people and very successful creative people. In fact, in the second book, I wrote an essay called Success, the Unseen Enemy. Mm. Because if you think it's hard to write your first book or put out your first album when nobody knows you and, you know, you're just hopeful, wait till they give you $1 million, call you brilliant, and then you have to go into that studio because it's a whole different deal.
No pressure now,
all right? And what happened, just like with Artist Way, people were telling us about their creativity. As the word spread and our classes got larger and in wider and wider kind of geographic areas.
You know, I like that, again, the whole theme of creatives connecting. We can learn so much from each other. I was even having a chat last night with another creative. He's actually a writer, and he was saying, you know, as he's actually writing, he gets inspired. Where I get overwhelmed when I'm writing, it's when I'm still that I kind of, you know, get themes or you know, get more directions. And we all function differently. But just to hear how he gets inspired and to hear how all my different creative people get inspired, I think that there's so much to learn from one another. So I love that your book and your seminars. When I went to your Artist Way seminar, I got my little pad of paper out in my pen, ready to take notes. And it is not that kind of seminar. I was so moved by your seminar because you made us work out in different ways. Physically, tactile, like we were on the floor cutting out things that represent our lives. We were, you know, the whole, what do you call it, the body?
Doing three-dimensional sculptures?
Yes.
Yeah, human sculpture.
I'm such a visual learner that I have this picture of my life, you know, in 3D. And now I'm looking at my life, and it gives me a foundational point of seeing myself grow and kind of evolve into who I am now, because I have this visual picture in my head. And it was so helpful to you know, have something to pull from. Another thing that I loved from your seminar was just anything you get, just write it down, to not be overwhelmed when you're in that creative process. I'm in this, you know, I'm trying to write songs for this album, and I get overwhelmed. I'm like, okay, I'm going to set a day aside, and that overwhelms me. Your suggestion of whipping out my little phone and recording that little melody, or just taking little bite-sized pieces. So when
capturing the creativity.
Yeah. So when I do have those, like, in 2 hours to, you know, set aside to write, I have those little memos in my phone or something, a picture that inspired me. I have that with me so I can, you know, build from there. So much to learn from your stuff. I just really appreciate your work. It's great.
Well, I appreciate your voice. You're quite a singer. You really are. And we were talking about listening, and just like with Monique just now, listening to her experience and listening to what works for her is the same way that built Artist's Way at Work, because Artist's Way students came in and they said, you know what? I was really more candid with my boss this week than I've ever been in my life, and I feel so proud of it.
Yeah.
And I'd say, great. And that kind of feedback was what I used as the foundation for the Artist's Way at Work. And, you know, and then I went back to grad school, and Julie and I wrote the book with Kathy Allen way back when. And it's just gone into Mandarin and, you know, Korean and
so
all that.
Great.
It's even in Hebrew, which is like upside down and backwards. Wow. And I can't quite tell which way I should go with it. It's a beautiful book.
It looks real pretty.
It's very pretty. It's great.
I love how he's listening. He also expresses himself with his physical expression. I wish you had a video camera in here right now as far as that goes. It's pretty amazing. He's behind the radio, but if you saw it, you'd really be able to see a very sensitive side of Mark as well.
Shadows on the wall is really how it is. So these Worship Factory guys, be careful if you get in front of the mics here, because they're really put you through your paces. It's been great.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory Radio. Go to worshipfactory.net, get connected, and you'll be able to check out all the different artists that we'll have on each week. But we are in studio with Mark Bryan of the Artist's Way at Work franchise, if you would. 2 million people bestseller that is out there. Amazing, amazing, all over the country. It was also developed in, what, 26 different languages, Mark? Did you say something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it's in a lot of them now. I certainly think so. I've taught it on four continents, everywhere from Russia to Hong Kong. So, and it's wonderful to see how different cultures respond to it, because it's really sort of universal in that way. It's how do you know yourself? How do you know what you want to do?
Right.
How do you find the tribe? You were talking about
right.
that, Monique.
Right.
You know, the tribe is really what we called it. You know, how do you build a sacred circle around that tribe and around your own work, and one that supports each other?
Right.
You know, it's amazing. I think about hope. You know, we talked about part of the emphasis of one of our segments today, the recovery, Creative Recovery Institute, with Mark, is also working diligently on. But I think that, you know, hope, I want to tell some of the listeners out there that, you know, if you've got hope and you don't think that you're going to make a living, or you don't think that you're going to, your project's going to sell, or your product's going to sell, or your album's going to sell, or your show's film, whatever it may be in the creative arts community. It was so interesting. I remember to this day, as far as getting a call from my brother Mark when he was in New York. And I have to tell this story. It's briefly, and you can sort of help fill in on it.
But, I don't know which one it is.
But no, it's when
Christian Radio.
No, it's when Worship Factory, I mean, when Artist's Way actually went to, got picked up.
Yeah.
And you actually got your deal. Your agent went up to New York. And I remember Mark, as far as
Artist's Way at Work,
exactly, which was coming off of Artist's Way and being a bestseller and a major hit that it was. And Mark created the Artist's Way at Work for the work environment out there.
Well, and we did as a team, Julia.
And, oh, no, you and Julia and Catherine Allen. I mean, Julia Cameron, by the way, is just, I mean, both of these two collaborating together. And when you go check out the work. If you've not seen the Artist's Way or not been a part of the Artist's Way process or the Artist's Way at Work, please do it. I strongly, whether he's my brother or not, you know, he didn't pay me that much, so I will still suggest it. But we're sitting there, and I get a phone call from Mark, and he's actually in New York, and so if you're looking for your next paycheck, there is paychecks out there. Trust me. He danced around the piano, him and his agent, as far as they did.
That was a little bit different publishing world than there is now, but it was fun, and I was really moved, because it just showed how effective the work was, really. I mean, that's a book that really sells and stays in people's minds, and that becomes in some ways a real treasure for them, is a great gift to the writer and a great gift to the people who do the work. And I want to say that that's one of the things that the three of you will know soon, is how it feels to have people calling and telling you how much the show meant to them and how much your work means to them. And it's and I know that all of you know that from being on stage so many times. And you get the applause. For me, it's more the email or whatever. But I do understand what you mean, why it inspires that way.
Well, we are with Worship Factory and with Mark Bryan at KKLA 99.5. And, it's just so wonderful. We're going to have Mark on a regular segment. And please stay tuned. Hopefully, I'd love to have him once every 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, but, I don't know that. I don't think they have the money.
But anyway, we're gonna lead out with Everlasting God, actually, from the beautiful voice of Monique Donnelly and Rod Schreckengast. This is Everlasting God on KKLA 99.5.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are. Defender of the weak, you comfort those in need, you lift us up on wings like eagles. Yeah, yeah. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You do.
KKLA 99.5 FM.